Hello and welcome to the Quarantine Diaries by Marta Jip. Day 10, Gypsy. March 28, Saturday. No alarm today. The wild partying in my room leaves me in bed for longer than expected, but hey, no hangover, so that's really good. End up getting up out of my bed at 12:30. It's fine. What do I need to do today? Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I have a busy afternoon and I didn't remember. I have no time. Meditate, quickly make my Saturday brunch and open the curtains. And London skies are back to usual colour. It seems we had a one-week subscription trial and because we are dealing with corona, we forgot to subscribe to the clear sunny skies. Oh, well. Anyway, as I'm having my brunch, Random Playlist plays Harry Nilsson's Early in the Morning, and I can't help but laughing at the irony. It's close to one in the afternoon. I need to edit the post, talk to Sis, meet cartoonist Rachel Ball for a one-to-one session on my graphic novel at 4, and attend another workshop at 6. I feel I'm already late for everything and I haven't woken up properly. Managed to finish on time, and even we have a break before my meeting. I have a break to rest a little bit before my meeting with Rachel, which is great. I find it funny because my life in January seems a world away from the reality we're living now. Back then, I had been longlisted for the Ladies Do Comics comic competition, and my biggest concern was finishing a couple more spreads so I could send them to the Myriad's first graphic novel competition. So basically my life went around that graphic novel. Now it goes around coronavirus in my balcony. But I have to admit, I don't really miss my life in January. One-to-one meeting with Rachel goes great. We've known each other for a while already, as she taught me a few courses on graphic novel at House of Illustration, and we've also met in other illustration events around London. She gives me good tips on colour palette, story development, and tells me she sees great potential in the story and she likes it, and I feel incredibly flattered. Inspo for Easter in quarantine holiday is kicking back in. Looking at the view from my window, I can see some trees are starting to bloom. Oh, spring is making her way to London despite the apocalypse or the grey skies. I notice the colour palette of my street is also changing. So from greyscale to pink, pastel blue and green. I can't wait for the blue full blossom season. It will make fantastic watercolours from my window. The meditation workshop doesn't start until 7, which gives me an hour to have a bite and chill. I check up on that and we have a laugh before I head to the workshop. It's amazing how much meditation I've been doing lately and how much peace is bringing me. Living in the moment seems much more interesting than making plans for the future. Confinement is changing my mindset, clearly. Not complain about it. In the workshop, we share things we're proud of and grateful for in these tricky times and stick to that positive feeling during the exercises. At some point, a teacher asks to see ourselves in July and explain how we feel. I'm thriving. Everything is going to be fine, come what may. Everything's going to be fine. It's great. I feel great. I have dinner with music, not really in the mood for Netflix. And at some point, Random Playlist plays Gypsy again and I pick up on the chorus. I have no fear, I have only love. And despite the fact that I have listened to the song a trillion times since my early childhood, those two verses haven't resonated with me as much as tonight. In these weird times, I find intriguing intriguing. How do you pronounce that? Intriguing. Sorry. I find intriguing how giving into fear seems so much easier than giving into love. It's contradictory, though, because fear produces cortisone, the stress and anxiety hormone, and generally doesn't make you feel good. And love produces oxytocin, which is a feel-good hormone. So why is that fear tends to win the battle over love? Well, I guess fear gives a false protection armor, and love is all about vulnerability. And most ironically, vulnerability is scary. After resolving my own mind puzzle, I conclude that I would rather choose love over fear. Clearly, I choose to be that gypsy. Back to Sis, she doesn't connect tonight because she has also chosen a lot of love for today. Titanic and Pretty Woman. Not even I can win that battle. Touché. Mum checks up on me and I tell her I'm about to get ready to sleep because tomorrow is a busy day. So, yoga at 9, lunch with Chris, LDC ceremony from 5 to 6, and another of the many workshops I've signed up to from 6 to 7. She says she's already tired only by reading my schedule. I tell her I've never felt so energized. I grab my book and call it a day. I think tomorrow looks pretty promising.